At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
This installment of Blunt Business is brought to you by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. You can learn more at usccexpo.com. And trust me, you will hear a lot about it here throughout the show because they're great sponsors for us. And we're only days away from the event, so we need to tell you more about it so we can convince you and further entice you more to join us in Miami, Florida, August 3rd and 4th. Again, learn more at usccexpo.com and get your tickets now. We're going to talk on this episode to the CEO of a multi-state cannabis brands distribution and delivery platform with the ability to serve the cannabis markets through two efficient distribution platforms. They also produce a wide variety of products and brands and sell to both direct-to-consumer, delivering their own products in certain markets, as well as to dispensaries. So I'm here with the CEO of said company, Dianamed Brands, Edward Fields. Edwards, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business.
Thank you, Jorge. It's great to be here.
And my pleasure. It's really glad to have you. Dianamed offers an expertly designed proprietary platform that supports the design, development, distribution, and marketing of award-winning brands at scale. So unpack those support areas for us.
Sure. Look, for any brands business in the cannabis space, you know, and the question we've been asking from the beginning is, how do you control your own destiny? And for us, the answer to that question was, you have to own the pipes. So there are two pipes that matter in our neck of the woods here in California and Oregon and soon Colorado, that matter the most, Massachusetts and Vegas as well. And that is both distribution. You want to make sure that at the moment of truth for a cannabis consumer walking into a retail dispensary, that your brand is on the shelf. And you also want an offering online or direct to consumer where those brands have a chance at the moment of truth for somebody who's looking for a delivery instead of going to the retail footprint. We built Dianamed specifically to support brands through retail distribution. We're in 490 of the 550 plus active dispensaries in California today. And we operate the industry's largest direct-to-consumer fulfillment platform with over 1 million deliveries executed in the last 36 months.
Very interesting. So now the platform offers what you call sell-through data and how insights into forced consumer segments can be leveraged most effectively. Tell us about that.
Well, look, we're seeing all of the data from our products as they sell through into wholesale retail dispensaries. And we also see the sell-through data on a direct-to-consumer basis through Chill, our online delivery platform. That data makes it possible for us to make better, more informed decisions about how best to shape and sculpt those offerings to better meet the needs of consumers at the moment of truth, whether that consumer is a value-focused flower buyer or a canna-curious professional woman who's, you know, looking for something to add to her lifestyle, or a guy like me who's, you know, an empty nester with 4 kids out of the house, lots of aches and pains from all the you know, the sports I participated in as a young man. And now I'm more interested in, you know, sort of cannabis being part of the lifestyle choice than for instance, a you know, another shot of vodka.
Shot of vodka. You know, some days I feel like I just could use a shot myself. But anyway, I'm here with Edward Fields, the CEO of Dianamed Brands here on Blunt Business. We're going to be back with Edward with more questions. Let's talk about areas when it comes to California, the state of California, and the issues on the Safe Banking Act and several different banking issues we're going to talk about coming up after the break. But before that, the USSC Expo, Miami, August 3rd and 4th. Doctors, if you're in the South Florida area, we hope you'll join us on Friday, August 2nd for our physician training and certification program so you can take the exam to become a certified medical marijuana physician. Patients, throughout the weekend, we will have medical doctors available for evaluation so you could quickly and easily get your medical marijuana card in the state of Florida. We have lots of great networking, powerful keynotes. We'll have so many different issues in terms of cannabis. We'll have a great track of sessions when it comes to big box distribution, licensing, branding, cultivation across the board, the media portrayal of the cannabis industry. We'll have all that coming up for you at the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. What am I going to do when I can't talk about this anymore after August? Man, I don't know what I'm going to be able to talk about. That's something to sponsor here. Could use more sponsors here. What can I say? But please go ahead and make sure to join us August 3rd and 4th. Get your tickets now at usccexpo.com. Again, that's usccexpo.com. Back with Edward Fields in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
The National Cannabis Industry Association's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo returns to San Jose, California's McInerney Convention Center, July 22nd through the 24th. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com and take part in the most influential, award-winning cannabis conference and trade show hosted by the cannabis industry's only national trade association. NCIA's Cannabis Business Summit and Expo offers attendees 3 days of engagement and interactive programs. Arrive early so you can participate in our pre-conference workshops and off-site tours. Join hundreds upon hundreds of exhibitors and thousands upon thousands of attendees at NCIA's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo, July 22nd to the 24th in San Jose, California. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com. That's CannabisBusinessSummit.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with the CEO of Dianamed Brands, Edward Fields, Hill on Blunt Business. So one thing I wanted to talk about, and I know this has only come up in the last couple of weeks, but there has been an issue of, which I don't want to go into any details, but issues about credit card payments. And I know there was a lawsuit that has been in the press about Dianamed, which I don't want to go ahead and bring up to speak about. But I noticed with that said, and the issues with, you know, when Dianamed went public late last year, you had talked about being, quote, optimistic about the improvement around baking issues and tax issues and compliance issues federally. And I think that's part of the call to arms for expanding and having a true national footprint. Because obviously, certain processors, certain things that are going on, the things that have been used as a makeshift until we actually have safe and proper banking regulations and standards and a relationship where banks and cannabis companies can work together. We know that there are legislation like the Safe Banking Act and the States Act or a bill that could legalize nationwide. We're waiting for that to happen. That said, what legislation or what things do you think could happen that could come to pass to validate your optimism and to make things easier to work with somebody that's much more reliable?
Well, look, you know, I spoke on this topic at the House of Representatives a few weeks ago on a panel led by, you know, sort of that very thoughtful financial journalist, Tim Seymour. And it was all about this issue of, you know, when is banking going to be normalized for the cannabis industry? I do want to start by simply saying that, you know, as an employer with hundreds of employees here in California and Oregon and beyond, safe banking is just that. It's crazy that our representatives can't figure out how to extend, you know, sort of coverage to businesses, legally operating businesses in states where this is legal, for no other reason than to protect the U.S. citizens from the, you know, risks associated with handling lots of currency. I mean, it's just awful. There isn't another industry that you could think of or name. It certainly doesn't happen in, you know, sort of beer. It doesn't happen in spirits. Doesn't happen in wine. Doesn't happen in pharmaceuticals. Our employees are our single greatest asset, and the fact that they're exposed to personal risk because of cannabis currency is nuts. So, look, I continue to be optimistic. You know, we've seen some progress on the SAFE Act. We've seen some progress on the States Act. I know there was some movement yesterday with the, you know, one of the votes on these issues. But at the end of the day, and until the bar is cleared, you know, this is a massive issue for the industry. So we're cautiously optimistic that we'll continue to see progress around this issue, and, you know, we'll get to a place where banking is normalized for all of the participants in the ecosystem, and all of the participants in the ecosystem are playing on a level playing field.
Now, most recently, first quarter results for 2019, DynaMed Brands may have mentioned that quarter one sales exceeded $19.2 million from your California cannabis operations. Now, one of the things we talked about here on the program, and I wanted to go back to a past episode of Blunt Business where we talked about the issues in California and the tax situation, which we're just hoping that things would kind of work their way along. And one of the things that's done was there is a new act that just came about in order to relieve tax revenue. A number of things were going on in terms of opportunity zones. And one of the other things that I had made mention of, reading from a recent story from New Cannabis Ventures, DynaMed Brands expects to make out of the first quarter of sales in California cannabis operations to the rung of $19.2 million. Amazing work. Now, one of the things is a matter of, that we're talking about as well is the tax situation. And one of the things we just learned is that the excise tax is not going to be going up here for the month of July. State Department of Tax and Fee Administration confirmed to Marijuana Business Daily the 60% markup rate that provides the basis for California's 50% excise tax will remain unchanged. But there's been a lot of issues where California is looking to make more on the tax revenue side. And Gavin Newsom, the governor, has made that point clear because they had a drop in the amount of tax revenue they brought in. Now, one of the things that I noticed now is issues with that of how you feel about what the California market has been doing in terms of trying to make things easier financially and make things easier over things you want to do in terms of your statewide cannabis delivery. You were just mentioning Chill, which I want to bring up a little bit later on. It's been under increasing fire over the recent weeks. Statewide cannabis delivery has been under increasing fire with the battle over Bill 1530, AB 1530 in committee, and a new lawsuit against the Bureau of Cannabis Control over permanent regulations that were passed at the start of this year in January. AB 1530 was an assembly bill that would have expressly authorized local jurisdictions to restrict or ban the delivery of cannabis or cannabis products to a location within that jurisdiction. Talk to me about the things that you've dealt with right now in terms of California. You've been able to profit well, but still undergoing so many issues of regulation, of quality control, and just there on the delivery front. I mean, talk to me about all the overcoming of this.
I think you've hit all the high points on why California is both one of the most exciting markets. It's huge.
Yeah.
There are more cannabis consumers in the LA greater basin area than there are in the entire country of Canada. Mm-hmm. Why California is so exciting, and also why it's such a challenge operationally for cannabis businesses. Here's a piece of information for your listeners. On a year-over-year basis, from 2017 to 2018, California managed the transition to the adult rec market in 2018, but total tax revenue collected and the total size of the legal sales in 2018 over 2017 was down, which basically is a signal that says the regulators still have a lot of work to do to actually navigate the marketplace successfully and eliminate the illicit market participants from the playing field, right? There are still thousands of illicit dispensaries that are fueled by product that hasn't been tested, is not subject to no pesticides, no contaminants, no heavy metals. And consumers, in many cases, aren't even aware that they're walking into an illegal dispensary where the products are inherently not safe. So the regulators have their work cut out for them. We're super bullish about California and the idea that, you know, Gavin Newsom and his team at the Bureau of Cannabis Control are going to get it right. Chief Lori Ajax is, you know, doing God's work, making this marketplace rational for all of the participants.
It can't
it's
be easy.
Only a
That's
matter
for sure.
of time before this turbulence settles down. And look, you know, the delivery, you know, sort of kerfuffle around AB 1530, which, by the way, was was defeated.
Yeah.
Basically said that cannabis consumers have a right to get their cannabis. And although, you know, a local jurisdiction can expressly prohibit it by ordinance, the reality is the vast majority of California, vast majority, over 90% of the population, is now open for business to cannabis delivery. And I think that's important because, you know, more than half of the counties and towns in California are without a retail cannabis dispensary. And in many cases, these cannabis deserts, if you will, would require consumers to travel extraordinary distances to get to the cannabis products that they want, need, and love. So, you know, we're super excited about the direct-to-consumer opportunity in California. We've announced and we are closing on a big facility in LA to launch our direct-to-consumer offering there.
Nice.
You know, in the Bay Area, we support hundreds of cannabis concierge drivers. Our new facility in LA will support as many as 600 direct-to-consumer cannabis delivery people. So Sacramento's coming online, and we look forward to making Chill available to folks throughout the state.
One quote I want to make your point, because you had preferenced it before, when it came to the Safe Banking Act. Now, you participated in the Congressional Cannabis Day Forum. It was the NCIA's 9th Annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days in Washington, D.C. most recently. I just want to, before I leave here, I wanted to at least make a point of a great quote that you were cited here. you were quoted on by mentioning when you discussed capital markets and banking, I just thought it was really well said. When it came to the lack of available banking services due to federal prohibition of marijuana, you said this, quote, "I can't think of any other business that puts their employees at risk of being carjacked for bags of cash. And cannabis were forced to do so. We're creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. Why can't we make them safe? We're moving $250,000 a day in cash, creating issues in security, chain of custody, and such issues are unnecessary." Just thought, just like the way you kind of put that together. Wanted to make a point of saying that as well. Now,
Jorge, thank you. Thank you. And I mean, look, we all have to lock arms around this issue. It's malpractice and negligent that our House of Representatives and the Senate are failing to protect American citizens in American jobs, providing a product to other American citizens that, you know, has a long history of, you know, support and service for people who are ill, people who are suffering, you know, with chemotherapy symptoms, and somehow it's got this crazy bad rap. We've got to encourage our representatives to fix this problem for us.
Now, not only do you have all the investment support you're doing in California, also with Diana Meds, it's a Vancouver, Canada-based company, and I notice now there's a lot of things when it comes to. You have also an agreement now to invest up to $32 million Canadian dollars into another facility. And, you know, what is it about the challenge here of having to work with two markets that are just so difficult in some cases to work with, just trying to make, because there's so large expanse to work off of. I've said many times in here about Canada, it's not so much servicing the Canadian market as it is, it will become like an OPEC, where I feel like the import-export trade will be created and Canada will be the hub for that kind of trade of cannabis materials and products. And then the same thing goes with I wanted to get the whole feeling from you about how that kind of works out and just being able to make the revenue, but with all the headaches that come with California and Canada combined.
Yeah, so this is first of all, I'm really glad you brought this up. This is often a point of confusion about Dianamed. We are a California-anchored cannabis company. This is where we started. This is where hundreds of our employees are. We have a great team up in Oregon. We've got a team in Nevada and a team in Massachusetts. All of them are doing great work. But, you know, at our core, we're a California cannabis business. And we listed our shares on the Canadian Securities Exchange because that was the only choice available to us. Now, we love our Canadian partners. We have employees in Canada who manage the relationship with the street regulators and, of course, the auditors and legal. I've fallen in love with Toronto, spent a bunch of time there. I'm sorry to say I couldn't quite get behind the Raptors in their recent success against our Golden State Warriors, but we are sort of dyed-in-the-wool California cannabis culture people, and we're excited to be sharing it with people outside of our neighborhood.
Well, not with just going too much of my sports hat on, but the way that happened, I mean, I don't know how the dynasty for the Warriors comes back. And then on top of that, I feel like some of the NBA teams with the free agency now, they're all acting like vultures. Well, let's just stack our teams together now, because now we can finally take down the monster that's been controlling the NBA for over half a decade, right? So
yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah,
the people are starting to see that, so it happens. It's like the Patriots, almost the same way, but then they find a way to come back in the NFL. Now, let's go ahead and take a minute and talk about Chill, because we did make mention that a couple times you make mention, so let me go and bring it up. Let's talk about Chill. It's your direct-to-consumer delivery platform. You serve the San Francisco Bay Area and California, and recently updated the online user experience by driving new user adoption, revenue growth, and margin expansion, leading to explosive growth with a record-setting performance during 420, and also leading to thousands of new customers. So it's such a large market. I know delivery is such a big thing in California. How is it you've been able to make Chill serve so well in this large market and handling the increase in customers?
Well, it's important to recognize that, we have a tremendous amount of depth and experience in the direct-to-consumer channel. Through our history, we've delivered more than a million times to over 100,000 consumers in the Bay Area. I would direct your listeners to www.orderchill.com to learn more about our online direct-to-consumer offering. And let me simply say that domain expertise and the right technology and the right team, you know, is what added up to the explosive growth that we're experiencing with Chill today. And, you know, we're just super excited about the opportunity to expand more deeply into across California, LA, Sacramento, San Diego, Palm Springs, SLO. I mean, you name it. This is just a really exciting time to be in cannabis delivery in California. But we also see this as a, you know, national and international opportunity. The cost for us to, you know, open another Chill instance in a place like Miami, Florida, or Brooklyn, New York, or Boston, Massachusetts, or Chicago, Illinois, or Detroit, Michigan is virtually zero. The right partnership, the right strategic partnership, and combined with our technology, we think creates a super exciting online, you know, sort of a growth engine for the years to come.
Fantastic. So we're going to come back with final questions with Edward Fields, the CEO of Dianamed Brands, here on Blunt Business. By the way, if you want to take a look on the OTC Markets, which as Edward just mentioned, you can look for him on the OTC Markets Exchange under the exchange, the acronym DYMEF. So take a look for that and might want to throw a couple shares in there. We'll be back here with Edward Fields and more Blunt Business in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with Edward Fields, the CEO of Dianamed Brands. And Edward, your company's wholly owned award-winning brand, you have a brand called Winberry Farms. It recently expanded the product line to offer consumers an even more comprehensive, diversified product portfolio with 12 new CBD-focused products. Share with us these products that you have put together.
Well, look, let me start by just pointing out how successful our friends and partners at Winberry Farms is. This is a company that we acquired a little more than a year ago for all intents and purposes, stepped onto the platform at a few hundred thousand dollars a month in run rate, and once launched in California, you know, became $1 million a month wholesale brand. And we're super excited to announce that we've got our first dollars of revenue in Las Vegas, Nevada with the Winberry Farms product. This is a great vape cartridge brand that consumers love, skews female to a Whole Foods audience like demographic, and you know, is a super high quality distillate based offering that that folks love. You know, we're expanding that product line into edibles with Wind Berries, a gummy offering here this quarter. We're launching Aja, and you mentioned the wellness brands around MyCBD Alive. And then finally, Gardeners is our explosive growth flower brand, which we can't seem to keep on the shelf these days because people love it so much. Look, the key to success in the brands space with cannabis is really about being there at the moment of truth when a consumer is ready to make their decision, whether that's online at a place like orderchill.com or at your friendly neighborhood dispensary where the retailer is, you know, putting products on the shelf to satisfy consumers. We've been at it now for a couple of years and hard at work, and we've got the right team and the right technology and, you know, a value system around being there when it matters the most for consumers.
Absolutely. Now, one last question for you. DianaMed also serves more than 700 dispensaries, completes over 40,000 direct-to-consumer deliveries each month. Amazing. So for those that are in the Bay Area or the San Francisco, Oakland area, Silicon Valley, if you will, in California, how can they learn more about getting in themselves into, you know, being able to go ahead and get their products delivered to them by Chill? And where else can we learn about more about being able to get access for more of our listeners of DianaMed brands and the Windberry Farms product line?
Yeah, look, for sure, folks should visit our DianaMed website. But if you want to get hooked up with some great California cannabis, just go to orderchill.com and give us what you need to have brought to you and your address, and we'll see that it happens.
Fantastic. So with that said, the website I want to make sure people know about is DianyMed.com for people to go find out. And again, I hope everybody will get a chance to take a look at the website, get involved with Chill and other things like that. So again, Edward Fields, CEO of DianaMed Brands, we thank you so much for being here on Blunt Business today and really do appreciate your taking time out to talk to us.
Absolutely delighted, Jorge. Thanks to you and to your listeners.
Thank you.
We look
so
forward
much.
To giving you guys an update in the near future.
Absolutely. So I do appreciate you making time. Again, Edward Fields with DianaMed Brands, DianyMed.com. Make sure to take a look at the website as we close things out. So one last plea for this week, as we are days away from the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo for 2019. It's coming up in Miami, Florida at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Make sure to join us for the show. Get your tickets now, because maybe I don't have to keep bringing it up every week on the show, because then I'll know everybody will be there. You'll be there, and we'll have a great gathering. Thousands upon thousands of people that are joining us, hundreds of exhibitors. We hope you'll join us for a great show in Miami coming up this August. Again, get your tickets now, usccexpo.com. Get your room, a hotel at a great discount, and we hope to see you there. Thanks for joining us here on the program. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com, or you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.